It is my joy to welcome you to today's podcast. Our prayer is that the Lord will minister to you in a special way during our time together.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord this evening? What an incredible night tonight. Just a few hours away from entering 2024. I don't know how your 2023 was, but I promise you with all my heart that God is going to go before us and do great and amazing things for us, all of us. So I want you to open up your heart this evening and ask Jesus, like, God, speak to my heart. Speak to me, Lord, for your servant heareth. Hallelujah. I read about a Chinese proverb which says that if you wish to be happy for 4 hours, get drunk. I'm not saying it. The Chinese guy said that. If you wish to be happy for 8 days, kill your pig and eat. If you wish to be happy for 3 months, get married. That's the honeymoon period, I guess. If you wish to be happy for 1 year, learn to fish. But I added one more line to that. It says, if you want to be happy forever, follow Jesus. And if you agree with that, say amen to that. Hallelujah. I have been praying for a word tonight. And the Lord directed my thoughts towards the book of Deuteronomy, which is the fourth book. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. So when you put Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers together, you get a summary in the book of Deuteronomy. And now Moses is almost 120 years old. He's going to die in next four chapters. And he chooses to do a summary for the people of Israel. And he's giving his farewell. He's giving his warnings. He's giving his blessings. Deuteronomy 27. He's giving instructions to the children of Israel. And he says, when you go to the promised land, you must do this. So 27 talks about two mountains, Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. And he's telling them, when you look at the promised land, this is what you're supposed to do. So 27 verses 1, 2, and 3 says, Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, keep all these commandments that I give you today. When you have crossed the Jordan into the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up large stones and coat them with plaster. Write on them the words of this law. When you have crossed over to enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your God has promised your ancestors. So now the children of Israel are standing here, and right across is the promised land. They've been circling for almost 40 years to get to the promised land, and finally they are here and they're overlooking that. So that is the scene right now. Two mountains, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. One stands for blessings, another stands for curses. You know, they call it the double vision, where you just give both the vision. Moses was not just saying that God will bless you, God bless you, keep going, do whatever you want. No. He was saying he's a God of blessing. He will do great things. But also, if you disobey, if you don't honor God, these curses will come. And these two mountains, Gerizim was lush, fertile, green, good pasture there. And Mount Ebal was a rocky, barren, portraying bad choices that we make. So these are the two mountains. Tonight, as you sit here, this is how our life can look like. Some good choices, some not so good choices. And Moses gives this instruction. Verse 9 to 14, it says, "Then Moses and the Levitical priest said to all Israel, 'Be silent, Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of the Lord your God. Obey the Lord and follow his commandments and decrees that I'm giving you today.' On the same day, Moses commanded the people, 'When you have crossed the Jordan, these tribes shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, which are Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these tribes shall stand on Mount Ebal, pronouncing curses: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall recite all these people of Israel in loud voice.'" So this was the ceremony. Moses said, six tribes here, six here. On the right, Mount Gerizim, with the sons of Leah and Rachel, that's Jacob's wife, they were the true sons. And to the left, with the sons of the slave women, six of them. And Moses was giving a double vision, saying that if you obey the Lord your God, the blessings will come. But if you disobey, and if you run away from God, then all these things, the curses, shall come upon you. So that is chapter 27 for you. Let me take you to chapter 28 to describe what all blessings we have and the children of Israel had. So let me just start off with verse 1. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And I'm sorry that I'll be reading a lot of scriptures for you tonight. Bear with me, but they are powerful. I don't have to explain much. Very simple. You can understand it. "If you obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments I give you today." If, just two letter words. If you obey. This was the condition of God. Not every promise and blessing of God is unconditional. Sometimes we think, oh, we are Christians, or we have all the blessings. I can do whatever I want. I can say whatever I want. I can just live like whatever I want. Absolutely not. God says, if you do this, then I will do this. Another great if is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. And then God says, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. If you do this, that is a condition. Tonight, as you sit here, there'll be a lot of ifs coming in. So pay attention to that. What happens if we do that? "Then the Lord your God will set high above all the nations of the earth." That is the number one blessing. Elevation, promotion, exaltation, which all of us want. Nobody wants to die a loser. Oh, I don't want promotion. It's okay. My life is good like this. Absolutely not. All of us are praying, God, exalt me, lift me up, elevate me. Lord, I need promotion in my job, in my business. And God says, if you obey, there will be elevation. You'll be lifted high. Number two, the blessing of God is the enjoyment. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Again and again, the condition is, if you obey the Lord your God, you can enjoy his blessings. There are many people who have the cake but cannot eat it. You can have the blessing, but you can never enjoy it. You have all the money, the luxury, you have everything, but you cannot take it, you cannot enjoy that. It's like Jacob stealing away the blessings from his brother, duping his father, but running away. All his life, 14 years to get one wife, he got two. Never saw his mother again, away from home. He could not enjoy that blessing. Number three, God promises, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Wherever you live, you will be blessed. Some of you think that, hey, only UK is the answer. I need to go to Australia. India, not happening. If God is with you, God will bless you in Chilkalgoda also. You don't have to go to Sydney or to any other country. God can lift you up. You don't have to really travel. I've seen many people getting ruined, migrated to another country, hoping for green money to come. Did not happen. God will bless you. Number four, the fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your produce in everyday life, everything that you do, God is going to bless. I know you don't have livestock, but you have stocks. I don't know where all you have invested. All your stocks. I know it's a gambling. But God promises every day of your life will be blessed. You will be fruitful. Your children, your crops, your money. Number five is what you eat. The basket and your kneading troughs will be blessed. What you eat will be blessed. We do that for house dedications. We go, say, Lord, bless the food. Bless the water. Number six, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. What a great blessing. In Hyderabad traffic, absolutely, we need the presence of God. If you come back home unscratched, alive, you are doing good. Oh, how we need you, God. Number seven, the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come to you at one direction, but flee from you in seven directions. Wow. Beautiful. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. God will take care of your enemies. Don't worry. Don't waste your time, energy, scheming things, how to harm them. No, 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 no. Just leave them to God. Number eight, fruitfulness. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land He's giving you. Fruitfulness, multiplications. You will be blessed, not lack. Number nine, great one. The Lord will establish you as His holy people, as He promised you an oath. If you keep the commandment of the Lord your God and walk in obedience of Him, then all the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord and they will fear you. God chose the Israelites, the chosen people, but they refused. They became frozen altogether. But you and I have the privilege to be called the sons and daughters of God. We are God's chosen people. Amen. Whoever says yes to God, you become the chosen. You don't have to go to Israel. You don't have to be an Israelite for that. But God can choose you. We are God's children. Number 10, peace and prosperity. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crop of your ground in the land He swore to your ancestors to give you. Come on, the blessings. The blessings. How amazing is that? The blessings of God. Number 11. I want you to hear this. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will be always at the top, never at the bottom. Come on, I want you to picture this. That is the goodness of God when you obey Him, when you follow Him. David says that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. You don't have to chase after blessing. The blessings will chase after you. I promise you that. When we seek God and His kingdom, when we obey Him, the blessings of God will chase you down, put you down, pamper you, lift you up. He will do amazing things in your life. You don't have to beg. You don't have to borrow. God will bless you in amazing ways. And the opposite of the blessings starts now. Verse 15. However, if you don't obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow His commandments and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Like how we saw the blessings, it will chase you, it will overtake you. And then Moses says, but if you forsake the Lord, if you don't heed, all these curses will come. Number one, you'll be cursed in the city, cursed in the country. Man, you can't run away from God. Where can you go? In the city, out of the country, wherever you go, it will chase you down. Failure to reproduce, your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. The crops of the land, the calves of your herd, and the lambs of your flocks, they'll be cursed. Barrenness. And if nothing is growing in your house, check your lives and see if there's a curse upon you. God's disfavor. You will be cursed when you come in, cursed when you go out. Man, you'll stop going out only. You'll be lying in the bed. And that talks about the sickness. Number four, the Lord will plague you with diseases until He has destroyed you from the land you're entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with wasting diseases, with fever and inflammation and scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew and the plague until you perish. Little later He says, and all these curses will come, sickness and disaster, which are not recorded in the book itself. I skipped a lot of this thing not to make you sick this evening time. And the Lord is saying, all this will come upon you. If you're constantly sick, check your hearts, check your lives. If there's a curse, mental sickness, the Lord will inflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. The sight you will see will drive you crazy. Wow. God is giving a warning that all these will come. There'll be no peace. Mental stress, I think one of the biggest diseases we are fighting. Number six, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven. Your enemies will take over. Family breakdown. You will be pledged to be married to a woman, but another will take her. You will build house, but you will not live in it. You will plant vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruits. Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation. Why? Because you did not obey the Lord your God. Poverty. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little because the locusts will devour it. If there's no financial blessing, check your hearts. Have you been faithfully tithing, giving your offering? Are you robbing from God? No matter how much you put in the pocket, just falling off because you've not been faithful in the house of God. To give to God. Oppression. A people that you do not know will eat what your land and labor produce. And you will have nothing but cruel oppression all the days of your life. Wow. God has put some laws in the Bible, in us. And if you're not fulfilling that, definitely the curse will come. Could be you're smoking or drinking or alcohol. Some of the things which God forbid us not to do that. And you've been doing all that. All these curses will come. Starvation. Because of the suffering of your enemies will inflict on you during the siege. You will eat the fruit of the womb, the flesh of your sons and daughters, and the Lord your God has given you. That happened in 2 Kings, we read. Jerusalem was besieged and they ate their own sons and daughters. Living in fear, you will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, not sure of your life. In the morning you will say, if only it were evening, and in the evening if it were morning, because the terror that will fill your heart and the sight of your eyes. Deuteronomy says that all these curses will come upon you. Tonight, I don't know who am I speaking to. Deuteronomy 29 says that, and when people ask, why has the Lord done all these things to the land? And the answer is, because they forsook the Lord. They abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God He made with them when He brought them out of Egypt. They went off and worshipped other gods and bowed down to them. God they did not know. God they had not given anything. And therefore the Lord's anger burnt against them. And that's why all these curses came upon them. The first curse that we read is in Genesis chapter 3. God made Adam and Eve. It was a perfect world, beautiful world, only blessings and blessings. And He says, out of all the 1,000 trees that you have, eat, enjoy. This is for you. You don't have to labor, but except one thing, don't eat of this fruit. And man disobeyed. And God, who blessed them, and now had to curse them, saying that cursed will be Adam, cursed will be the woman, cursed will be the serpent, cursed will be the ground. Everything was cursed in Genesis 3. In just two chapters, where God said, be fruitful and multiply, the blessings of God is over you. Chapter 3, all the curses will come, and they came upon them. When God brought the children of Israel from Egypt to go to the promised land, it was just a 14-day journey. They could have crossed over. But because of their disobedience, because of their rebellion, because of their backsliding, they wandered for 40 long years. Talking about wandering. Back in the 1700s, George Whitefield was preaching, and a young man was saved in his crusade. He was a great preacher. And his name was Robert Robertson. He was 23 years old and God touched his life. And he became a born-again believer. And just to celebrate that conversion, he wrote a song. And these are the words, come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ending. Do you know that song? We sing that during our communion time. He was a worship leader back then, 23-year-old. Wrote an amazing song, which even today we sing. A few years later, Robert Robertson moved out. And there he fell. He fell into backsliding, lost the intimacy with Jesus, and he was no longer a Christian. One day he was traveling in a buggy where he saw one girl reading a book. He didn't know what book that was until she began to read some of the words. And she began to read, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. And she just burst out saying that, what a beautiful song. What beautiful words. Robert Robertson was just sitting across with tears streaming down his face. He was crying, and this young lady looked up and says, Mister, aren't you also touched? Even I'm touched with these words. Robert looked at her and said, Madam, I'm that poor, unhappy soul who wrote these words of this great hymn, and I would give 10,000 worlds just to get that back relationship with God again. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. The children of Israel was literally prone out. Wandered for not 1 to 40 years. Roaming round and round until all of them, 2 million people, were destroyed. Only two could enter the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. The rest of them wondered what happened to them. They all died in the wilderness. God promised that once you come into the land, when you eat, when you live happily, securely, don't forget the Lord your God. And if you forgive, if you forsake me, I will scatter you all across the nations. That happened. 1722 BC, the Assyrian came and took the northern kingdom into exile. Most of them never returned back home. 1586 BC, the Babylonians came and took the southern kingdom, Judah, into exile. They were there in the captivity for 70 long years. That's the era of Daniel and all. AD 70, the Roman oppression during the time of Jesus, constantly they were harassed. They were scattered all across. Being in the promised land, they never had the promise. Why? Because they forgot God. They did not heed to his warning, nor they kept the part of the covenant. We move to Deuteronomy 30, and I love this. Here God promises, saying that wherever you are, your children or grandchildren, if you repent and come back, I will bless you again. Look at this. Chapter 30, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, when all these blessings and curses I have set before you come upon you and take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations. And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey them with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I command you today. Verse 3 says, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he has scattered you. That's the beauty of this God. No matter who you are, what you have done, when you say, God, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I promise you, he will leave the heavens and come down for you. He will restore you. He's a God of mercy, slow to anger, but abounding in love. The children of Israel took such a long time. Can you beat that? When they called out to God, it was May 14th, 1948, the country of Israel was born. God brought them back. They were scattered in Poland and Russia, to America, to France and Germany. He brought them back again. And a country was formed again. God had mercy. He said, okay, I forgive you. Come. Come. It took them a long, long time to ask for forgiveness. Almost 2,500 years, they forgot their God. But when they did call upon him, he called them back from the east, from the west, from the north to the south. Deuteronomy 30 gives us two choices. Verse 11 onwards, I want you to listen up. Now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up to heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we can obey it? Nor it is beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth, in your heart, so you may obey it. And this is the choice. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. This day I call the heavens and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children can live. A God who loves to bless. A God who puts everything on the table and says, you choose. You choose. He can't make that choice for you. He can give you choices. Life and prosperity, debt and destruction, blessing and curses. And he says, you choose. And the choice is up to you. Which mountain you want blessings or curses is up to you. It's not up to God. God is a good God. Like a father and mother, he will tell the children, beta, that's fire, don't touch it. That's electrical knob there, don't put your finger there. Don't run on the road because you will get accident. He will warn you. He will love you. He will tell you, don't do that. But we can make that choice. Our sins, our disobedience, it's up to us what we choose. Tonight, as you stand, as you sit there, as you listen to my voice this evening time, you have a choice. What are you going to choose? But you're saying, oh, I messed up. I've done wrong. How can I pass from curse to the blessing? John 1:17 says, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ. Come on. The law was there, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ. Now Jesus comes in the picture. His cross comes so that you can cross over from curses to blessing, from death to life, from destruction to development. That's what Jesus says. Galatians 3 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, have become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles. That's in Jesus Christ. You and I have the privilege to get this blessing. John 5, Jesus says, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my words and believe in him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged but have crossed from death to life. John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come so that you can have life and life in abundance. Jesus was wounded on the cross so that you and I can be healed. He was made sin so we can become the righteousness of God. He was rejected so you could be accepted. He was made a curse so that you can become a blessing. He died so you can have life. In him was life, and the life and the light was the life of men. And the choice is yours tonight. Absolutely yours. What do you choose? It doesn't matter if you came for the first time sitting here and hearing my message. Jesus offers you life. Or probably you're sitting here like, I've been here for 40 years. I don't care. I want to do my way. Mount Ebal represents disobedience. There's one more mountain, that's Calvary, where Jesus obeyed the will of the Father. He sacrificed his life. And when we put our life into his hands, you have crossed from death to life, from life to prosperity and great blessings. So with every eye closed tonight, I want to ask, tonight you sit here and say, I want that Jesus. My life has not been good. There's unhappiness. There's no productivity. There's no blessing in my house, only curses, untimely death, sickness, whatever it is. Tonight you're saying, I want that Jesus in my heart, in my life. Come on. If that is you, lift up your hands. Love to pray with you this evening time. If you're saying, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, lift up your hands, whoever you are, wherever you are, inside, outside, up in the balcony, come on, lift it up to Jesus. God is in this place. And he wants to touch you tonight. He wants to change your destiny. He wants to do something new in your heart, in your life. He wants to pour that blessing over you. And if you're lifting up your hands, would you be bold enough to stand up? Come on, I'm standing up with you. I'm standing up with you. Come on, stand up. Stand up wherever you are. If you lifted up your hands, you don't have to be shy. You don't have to be afraid. All you have to do is say, Jesus, this is my heart. Come on. Anybody up in the balcony to my left and right? Stand up for Jesus and say, Jesus. Would you make this prayer? Lift up your hands and say, Jesus. Come on, say that loud with me. Jesus, I thank you that you became a curse so I can get the blessing. Jesus, I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
I open my life to you.
I open my life to you.
Come in.
Come in.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me a brand new person.
Make me a brand new person.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
And I promise.
I promise.
To walk with you.
To walk with you.
And worship you.
And worship
you. All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Just remain standing. I want to just talk to the other people. Prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. If that's your song, if that's your story, stand up. Stand up and say, God, I want to walk with you, but no longer. Somehow, I lost my first love. I want to come back, God. If that is you, come on. Rise up to your feet and say, Jesus, I want to walk steady with you, God. A deeper walk, intimacy with you, God. Would you do that? Just stand up on your feet. And the third one, I want to just ask the families. You're sitting here, but there is no peace. There is no joy. There is no unity. There is no blessing in your home. But tonight you're saying, God, I want those blessings. I want you to stand up as a family. I want you to hold their hands and we're going to just read out some blessings. Would you stand up? If you're with your family right now, please stand, hold their hands, and we're going to sing this out. We're going to declare the blessings of God over you and your family this evening time. Hallelujah.
May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations.
I want you to hold your family's hand, your children.
And your family and your children. And their children, may His favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children, may His presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you, He is with you, He is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, He is for you, 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 He is for you.
Lift up your hands as we pray together. Oh God, we pray that all these blessings will come upon us, God. That we will be blessed in our city. We'll be blessed in our country, God, Lord. That you will bless the womb. There will be multiplication, God, Lord. That you'll bless our food and the water, Lord. You'll bless us when we go out and come in, Lord. Lord, you will grant our enemies to fall before us and get defeated, God. We pray that you bless the things in our home, God, Lord, in our businesses, Lord, in our offices, God, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will establish us as holy people, Oh God, we pray that people will see us and they will look at Jesus in our lives, Lord. We pray that you will grant us abundant prosperity, Lord, in everything we say and do, God, Lord. Help us to honor you, Lord, with our first fruits. Help us to honor you, God, Lord, in coming to church, reading our Bibles, praying and living holy lives, God, Lord. And I pray for all these blessings to come upon us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I pray. And we remove, Lord, every kind of curse, Lord, in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus and we pray there will be freedom, Lord. There'll be liberty, Lord. There'll be blessings upon our lives, Lord. We thank you for tonight, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for taking time to listen. If you would like more information about our church or would like to make a comment, please mail us at info@newlifeag.in. God bless you.